They are the dinosaur renaissance, dinosaurs.
And when that movie came out, the whole world got to see these fierce, athletic creatures running through kitchens and eating lawyers off of toilets.
And once you've seen the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, you can't unsee them.
I think it cemented the notion of athletic dinosaurs.
This is John Conway. He draws dinosaurs for a living.
I'm a paleo artist, which means that I draw and paint prehistoric animals.
Conway got interested in paleo art after reading Bob Bakker's book, The Dinosaur Heresies. And in the early part of his career, he drew dinosaurs that looked a lot like Bakker's, super lean and muscly. But after a while, he started to feel kind of funny about it. He says that all of his dinosaurs looked like they had been shrink-wrapped.
You know those suction pack? You pack your clothes and you put the vacuum cleaner on it and you suck all the air out and it shrinks it down. And that's sort of what we were doing with dinosaurs. We were sort of putting skin on them and then vacuuming out anything that was in between that skin and the muscles.
Now, paleo artists weren't just doing that to make their dinosaurs look all cool and buff. They were trying to be accurate.
I am part of the generation of paleo artists that grew up from a young age when we first started to think that it really mattered to get things right.
And to get things right, you want your art to be rooted in real scientific evidence. And the main piece of evidence is often a skeleton. Paleo artists would base the shape of their dinosaurs on an accurate skeleton. The bones give you a pretty good idea where the muscles should go, but soft tissues like skin and cartilage and fat are much harder. Fat usually doesn't survive for millions of years in fossils. And so without any evidence of it, paleo artists tended to be pretty conservative about how much fat they gave their dinosaurs.
Which makes total sense. You're not going to add something that you don't have evidence for.
But the result was that all these dinosaurs looked like they went to the gym three times a day and drank protein shakes for every meal. John Conway says it began to feel as though paleo artists had replaced one orthodoxy with another.
At some point, I thought, you know, we can't just keep doing this. This is not interesting in many ways. And is it even right? Is this conservative approach really giving people the right notion about what dinosaurs looked like?
Just because fat didn't survive for millions of years doesn't mean that a dinosaur didn't have it. They are animals, after all.
So animals have fat, and they have it all over the place. And some places, they have really big fat reserve. Which changes their shape fairly drastically.
To underscore this point, Conway asked me to consider a thought experiment.
If we reconstructed modern animals, like we reconstruct dinosaurs, what would they look like?
In other words, if some alien paleontologist from millions of years in the future was to try and draw a modern animal, like, say, a whale or a camel, just from their fossilized skeleton, how would it look?
Well, if you actually do it, the modern animals look ridiculous.
If you draw a bowhead whale, for example, just from the skeleton,